A small hand grasped Reynar's arm and tried to pull him away from the pit. He pulled back just hard enough to stay where he was, and Tekli stepped to his side.
"Reynar," Tekli whispered, "is it really wise to stand where that thing can see you?"
Reynar shrugged. He wasn't sure what that thing was, but there was a reasonable chance it was a Killik. He took a deep breath, both calming himself and filling his lungs, then raised both forearms in greeting.
"The root?"
he called. The insect stopped chewing and pushed its head another meter out of the pit, revealing a huge bulb that was probably a vestigial eye. The ground trembled beneath Reynar's feet, and he felt a faint rumbling deep in his stomach.
"Oh my," C-3PO said, speaking from 3 meters away. "She would like to know who is asking and why you are disturbing her work."
Reynar smiled as much as the flesh of his burn-scarred face allowed.
"Tell her I'm an old friend," he said. "Unu Thul needs help."
"Jedi Thul, I'm not sure that's wise. Killiks rarely cooperate with liars, and you haven't been Unu Thul for quite a while."
Lobaka growled, warning C-3PO to be careful about what he said. Reynar glanced over at the droid.
"Tell her, 3PO.
Before C-3PO had a chance to obey, the ground trembled again. The droid cocked his head, then said,
"As it happens, that won't be necessary. The root comprehends basic quite well. She has invited us to the Celestial Palace."
Reynar looked into the pit and dipped his head.
"We are grateful."
As the ground trembled in reply, Reynar led the way around the pit and started toward the palace. The air was arid and choking hot, and with a haze of blue dust obscuring everything below their waists, it was difficult to find the best path across the plain. Twice Reynar sank to his thigh when he inadvertently stepped into another pit. Several times he glimpsed a ridge rising in the dust ahead as one of the root's giant guardians burrowed across the plain to greet him and his companions. Usually the greeting consisted of little more than coming alongside them and emitting a subterranean rumble so deep they felt it in their stomachs. But about 300 meters from the palace, a huge head burst from the ground, blocking their way and clacking its mandibles. It had been a long time since Reynar had been part of a Killik hive mind, but he didn't think the creature was trying to threaten them. He motioned his companions to lower their weapons and stepped forward. Keeping his prosthetic arm at his side, he raised his flesh and blood hand in greeting. The insect responded by dipping its head and rubbing its worm-like antennae across his forearm. Then it emitted a soft, muffled boom and withdrew. As soon as the creature vanished into the ground again, Tekli stepped to Reynar's side.
"You'll be coated in pheromones now,"
she observed.
"You still have your nasal filters in place, yes?"
Reynar sniffed hard, finding it difficult to draw air. He nodded.
"No worries," he said,
starting toward the palace again.
"No one who's been a joiner wants to become a joiner again, including me."
Lobaka observed that no one ever wanted to become a joiner in the first place. The pheromones just made it happen.
"We'll be okay,"
Tekli assured the Wookiee.
"Even if the filters overload, the counteragents will give us enough protection to get through a week of exposure."
Lobaka turned to Reynar and growled a question.
"Hard to say," Reynar answered. "But a week is probably long enough."
"And if it isn't, I have more counteragents aboard the Long Trek,"
Tekli said.
"We can always return and take another injection."
Lobaka glanced over his shoulder, looking back toward the distant ridge where they had landed the scout ship, then grumbled unhappily.
"I quite agree. That's a very long walk indeed. My actuator simply won't tolerate it."
"You won't need to," Reynar said. "Pheromones don't affect droids. You can just wait with the root."
"Alone? I'm quite sure that's not what Princess Leia had in mind when she offered to send me along."
"Probably not,"
Reynar agreed.